Where's the next episode coming from then, Tony?
Well, now, that's going to make the hair and the backs of people's necks stand up if anything ever does, because we're having a special edition in Cairn Courthouse, and it'll probably be the last ever court case to be heard in the courthouse. But what we're going to be doing is we're going to put on trial the superstitions, the beliefs, the cures and the pissogs that exist in Ireland, where they're in front of a judge and the audience being the jury, two barristers, and there will be five expert witnesses, and then we will let the people decide whether pissogs and all that type of thing are just a waste of time in this modern world, or whether they really mean something. And I think people will be in for a shock.
Between them helping everyone to understand.
Thank you. All stand. The Twilight Court is in session, with Judge Cassandra Merriman presiding.
We are here tonight for a specially convened sitting of the Twilight Court to examine a matter that is as old as time itself, our ancient belief in superstitions, customs, and folklore. You, as both audience and jury, are asked to consider if we, the so-called rational and well-balanced creatures, should dismiss superstition as bunkum, or should we give it the same credence and respect that our ancestors once did? Friday the 13th is generally regarded as a day to be extra vigilant, lest perhaps we should incur some bad luck or misfortune. On this Friday the 13th, we ask you to suspend all apprehensions and prejudices and to listen to this evening's evidence with an open mind. We will hear from counsel for superstition, Dr. Felix Rabbitfoot, and his expert witnesses on these matters. Opposing this evidence, we shall have counsel for Common Sense, Sir Percy Smythe Doubtfellow, who claims that superstition is nothing more than a load of nonsense and hogwash. Unlike courts in the temporal world, we will tolerate laughter and heckling and feedback. I should impress upon you that you can give decision as jury either by your actions or by a simple show of hands after all the evidence has been heard. Does everyone in this room understand and agree to such terms? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good. Now we shall commence proceedings. Dr. Rabbitfoot, would you care to make the opening remarks for superstition?
It would be my honour. Your honour. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you ever walked into a room and without hearing a single word being uttered or seeing anyone's face, sensed that an argument is in progress? Have you ever had a gut instinct or feeling that when followed has served you well? Have you ever tried an ancient charm that for no good scientific reason has worked and cured you? Not everything in life has a straightforward answer. Man is the only animal on this planet arrogant enough to believe that he knows it all. But we don't. This universe and its ways are infinitely bigger than all of us. And things that we do not understand or cannot understand should, at the very least, be shown respect. My expert witnesses tonight will be relying upon sworn affidavits given to me earlier this month. They include a shaman, a shanike, a man with a cure, a matchmaker, and an undertaker. Fact, ladies and gentlemen, is so very often stranger than truth. Thank you for your attention.
Correction! Fact isn't capably stranger than fiction, but bringing it to life is inherently, inescapably, inevitably, and inordinately dull. We eat, we sleep, we work, we argue, we get sick, and so on. As an escape valve, we have many forms of entertainment, be it the PlayStation, watching the Netflix show, or The Simpsons, or reading a good Cecilia Hearn book.
Objection! No such thing exists!
Sustained.
All right. A Cecilia Hearn book, then. All of these fall into the much-needed category of entertainment, namely fiction. And so I shall prove this evening that what the superstitions, customs, and folklore of this proud nation also amount to is nothing more than just that, fiction. Curious crumbs of comfort that were invented and added to over time by some unfortunate coincidences. So, for example, a boat goes down in a storm, and in looking back at the sorry incident, a gibbering witness recalls that a man, probably red-headed, was whisking on board. The word spreads that such activity is bad luck, and hey, presto, it has become established fact. Your Honour, it might be beneficial for the record to say exactly what the dictionary defines as superstition.
Yes. Provided counsel has no objection. Superstition. An unreasonable or excessive belief in fear or magic, especially foreign or fantastical ideas not based on reason or knowledge. It is commonly applied to beliefs and practices surrounding luck, prophecy, and spiritual beings, particularly the irrational belief that future events can be influenced or foretold by specific unrelated behaviours or occurrences.
So then, members of the jury, are you in the raggle-taggle gypsy wagon of irrational beliefs and hocus-pocus, or are you living in the 21st century? I'm sorry to be a party pooper, but superstitions are nothing more than comfort blankets of reassurance for grown-ups. We get over the news about Father Christmas. We survive finding out the true identity of the Tooth Fairy, and I know with your support tonight, we might at long last face up to the truth about superstitions.
We shall commence with possibly the most nebulous of superstitions, that of omens, which to an observer from another planet would be as difficult to explain as the concept of left is in words alone. Without prejudice, Twilight Court rules allow a show of hands, as to who believes that they have already experienced a gnomon, be it in a dream or an occurrence or even in a thought. Please raise your hands now. Interesting. Very interesting indeed. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.